All right. Yeah, I know we got callers. Wow. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's been only a couple months. I've had enough. Biden. Already. Oh, Biden. Taking after his mentor, Obama. The sad state of affairs, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed it is. So, I know there's a couple more things. I want to get to the callers, but I know there are a couple more things that were very important that we need to touch on. So, if you will, Will?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that's cropping up across all mainstream news platforms, unlike Mr. Cuomo's sexual allegations there, is G. Gordon Liddy, one of the heads of Watergate working under Nixon, and he was in jail. It's one of the most famous things in American history. Everybody knows that Nixon was forced to resign. He didn't get impeached, but he was forced to resign because they got caught breaking in to the DNC headquarters and wiretapping the DNC headquarters. And they should have. They should have gotten in trouble. Meanwhile, we have an entire government agency called the NSA that does that for a living with trillions of our tax dollars. And this is Watergate 17.0 exponentially. And we just come accustomed to it.
It's Floodgate.
Ooh, that's true. Floodgate, I like that.
Oh, man. The dam's broken, ladies and gentlemen. you're all submerged. Yeah. Yep, the pond scum. I see it. It's just blotting out the light in the sky. Yeah.
And then I guess thing too would be the Fox News is the only one that picked this one up, but of course, because they're the only, you know, conservative, big conservative site, but they pick up the fact that we have because we're just getting details now, because coincidence or not, Project Veritas drops a bombshell. They get undercover information from what's going on in the migrant facilities. Biden said, oh, we'll show you. Come on. He was like, we'll get pictures. Don't worry. They're coming. Da, da, da. So Veritas just released the pictures. And, you know, Veritas, they do a lot of good work. I wish they would also work on independents and Democrats, too, Republicans as well, not just focus entirely on the Democrats. They do good work, and they do bring a good balance. But basically what we found out today so Veritas releases that video, then the White House has to play catch up and they release information. I'm guessing that's what happened, but either way, they released it after the fact. And then we find out that the migrants that are being housed there, legal aliens, whatever you want to call them, I'm personally a voluntarist. I'm an anarchist. I believe in no bombs, no borders. That's a side note, but this is the liberal hypocrisy on full display here, if you will. We have the migrants in these detention centers, the same detention centers that AOC was crying over in her beautiful white outfit at the border. She just stopped crying about that now. She's crying about other stuff. But the migrants at these facilities, whatever you want to call them, whatever the term is, they're actually getting in-person teaching when most American kids are not getting in-person teaching from real teachers. And these people have a higher rate of COVID, and most of them haven't even been properly tested. So I find that ironic. I find that, like, it's like the same thing the Democrats were saying, oh yeah, we should give health care to illegal immigrants too. And oh yeah, you know, not, you shouldn't have guns, but you know, if a legal alien get caught with a gun, you know, it's not, we're not, who cares? You know what I'm saying? So I just find it really like, how far does this go? I mean, do we just start? I mean, most migrants that are coming from South America, on the whole, as Trump would say, they're good people. I wouldn't say that. Well, I mean, some of them technically are rapists and murderers for sure. But I would say most people migrating from everywhere are good people. But there's obviously been different nations and states where people are brainwashed by different ideology. And then there's certain nations that hate us more than others. Mexico doesn't hate us the way that, I don't know, maybe Iran or North Korea hates us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really, like I said, I don't believe in borders at all. So I'm not really concerned, especially about the people coming from Mexico, Central, South America. I would be more concerned, though, if it was, you know, people migrating from North Korea, whose people, or maybe it's the migrants we talked about yesterday, the Chinese spies working for Dianne Feinstein, working for Eric Swalwell, working as police officers. So it is, we've got all types of migration going on here. But the ones at the border get better treatment than the Americans get.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, I have lots of personal experience with. That one definitely gets underneath my skin. Yeah, getting better health care than me. Actually, got better health care in Poland here than did in the U.S., that's for sure. I've been those days. I was a landscaper from the age of 14 to 21. And blatant racism. It's like, wait a minute. You came to my country to make money. You stack up all this money just to send it back to Mexico. You don't even spend it here. But I got to hear you call me things I won't repeat on this program. Seriously? Yeah, no. And a lot of these guys, they are worse than feds. They get used by the feds. Absolutely. Given an unofficial license to kill, create that crime. We'll just deport you back. Come back over the wall in a few months. Do it again. Keep that terrorist state alive. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I believe. And that's definitely one thing I do support. And that is naturalizing Americans. You got to go through the process. You got to apply for your papers. Apply for the green card. Yeah, the system sucks. The system's slow. But the fact is, you haven't done the legal steps to get what you want. Well, that makes you a criminal off the bat, whether you're a good person or not. I'm here in Poland. I applied for everything. I have my quasi citizenship. I've got to be here for an extended period of time before things are official. But I did the paperwork. Yeah, these people got my mug documented, as they should. Everybody should know who I am. But yeah, all that stuff makes me sick. I can't see. I mean, having no borders is just one of those things. We can debate about that one all the time. That's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. I just think at least letting people know where you are is a sign of good faith, at least. We leave you alone. You know? just a little give and take on both sides. You want to make some money, stack your paper? Hey, I got no problem with that. Everybody's right. Everybody's duty, I suppose. But the raping and pillaging of another nation, playing a political role that they have no concerns about, because it doesn't affect them, it's an entirely different other thing. So, yeah, but you're not going to see old Biden create a task force to handle that situation. Not going to see it. So, if that is all, I think we go ahead and take some callers. What do you say?
Yeah, I have other articles if the callers fall off later.
Okay, we'll send another article.
Okay, we'll do one more, but I really want to get to the callers. This last one right here, ABC News, this year National Doctors' Day celebrates mental health awareness for those on the front lines of the pandemic.
Whoa.
And doctors, they're celebrating mental health on National Doctors' Day when we have anal COVID swabs, we have double masking, we have big pharma who's been caught giving billions upon billions, probably in the trillions of dollars, for all the terrible, disgusting things they've done to people worldwide. And we're celebrating mental health. And to top that all off, too, most of the damn drugs that you're taking, they say may cause suicide, may cause homicidal thoughts, may cause anal leakage. Xanax makes you want to steal stuff. All this stuff. We're celebrating national health in a place that prescribes people medications that can never cure anything while taking anal COVID swabs. Yay, hooray, 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 9/11 for mental health.
9/11. Yeah. Mental health day. Yeah. They can blow that one right out of there. You know what? Mental health. And I've been questioned about some things I stated last week. Now, I want to clarify, when I was asking targeted individuals why weren't they taking their fight to the targeters and just exploding on the general population, which has nothing to do with their targeting. It was not a declaration of war that you should go and harm any group of people. That's a personal choice that you have to make. If you get with a group of other people that feel the same way, I say power to you. I really don't care if this Fed over here, this CIA agent over there is screwing with you, and you want to take him out. I can sympathize with that. There's nobody on this planet that understands that persecution more. I mean, I know exactly what's going through the heads of these targeted individuals when they turn shooter. I know exactly what's going through their heads. People must pay. People must know. I know exactly what's going through their heads. But am I saying, you know, the violence is okay? Am I promoting violence towards these people? No, I'm not promoting the violence. What I'm saying is they do deserve what they should get through and through. let's not confuse it. My big thing is that they should not take out violence on the general population. The unsuspecting, unwarned population you and this thing about MK Ultra ritualistic, excuse me, abuse is that, yeah, you get a psychopath that screws with someone so much that they turn into a sociopath or antisocial, and that person turns around and does something to somebody else. Same thing with the pedophilia. People get molested when they're younger, they grow up to be molesters. No, that, we need to reverse that action, okay? We need to reverse it. Somebody's screwing with you, you go screw with that person. That's screwing with you. Go settle your beef. How do you want to do it? Do you want to have a conference call, sit down, have some tea? Hey, great. Do you want to go and put some heavy metal in their mouth? That's great too. I don't care. Solve your issues and not make them society's issues. Nobody in the world should give up their personal protection because a series of people who are being screwed with lose their cool. That should have nothing to do with the rest of us. Does that clarify my stance? I'm not dependent upon anybody to go and handle these shadow government criminals. I have my plans for them. My own plans. And everything's going according to plan. They will see justice the way I see fit. Eventually. You know, they just tell me, oh, you don't know who you're messing with. You don't know who you're messing with. I shouldn't know you. You're not important enough. You should never gotten my notice to begin with. But you tapped on the glass, and here I am. You'll just have to deal with it. So, yeah, Mental Health Day. Mental Health Day. yeah, there's the paddy wagon coming to pick me right now. If you think what I'm saying is crazy, then come get me. I'm sick of being the truth. I have not had anybody. And see, this is what's great about my work. The documentaries I put out there. Okay? But like I said, last time I checked, 2 years ago, year or so ago, last time I checked, I've had about 100,000 views. Not a single negative response. Nobody said I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. No one questioned my sanity out of the thousands of comments. Not a one. Nobody has called this radio show or a station complaining about me, saying that I'm crazy and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So, if the feds, they don't want to mess with me. They don't want war. They want to talk. And we all know how cowards roll. No, they don't want me in a courtroom. They don't want to have to compare me to anything else. They won't have any ground. No grounds whatsoever. Mental health? Yeah, they'll call me crazy. They'll have to back it up. See, I'm not caught up in the law. I can't. My words can't be held against me. But I absolutely can hold everything they say against them. That's what I intend on doing. I can't think of anything else healthier mentally than that. All right, so I guess we're going to get to the phone lines here. I know we got, oh boy. All right, let's put them on. We got Reb. What's up, Reb? How you doing?
Hey, this U.S. Pentagon 13 Boat Scout Reb. Well, you're just arguing about nothing's going to get anywhere. We got federal agents pushing for troops coming in here. And this Dr. Kelly who goes on here, she talked to those people who print things out up Winter Park, up in Littleton. We got people that want to get that Vulture Squadron emblem to her. She says she doesn't look on the internet. I don't know what that means. But our emblem's everywhere under Bo Scout Rem. If she wants to make T-shirts, go for it. But I told Mike, just print out the Vulture Squadron emblem and get it to her. She didn't send a stamp. Self-addressed envelope. We don't know her address. She called me. She called the expert skier. She told us she wanted to be in the Olympic ski jumping. I don't know. They know about skiing. I have no idea. We don't go skiing. I've been up in the mountains. The people we got up there, Estes, near Estes Park, these are people who want to, like, get this going, and they'll put out information on the internet, and we're going to have to do it with these federal agents we got kicking at the PIB, General Milley's office, General O'Shaughnessy's office. I even got people at 82nd Airborne claiming they're sending airborne division troops here. We don't know which one. They just make statements. That one who said he was going to talk to you from Colorado Springs, he backed out. I don't know. They're playing some kind of game. But here's the fact. Chinese troops are not going to enter America like you think. They're joining the U.S. Army. They speak English, and they just fit in with the, they're going to take command of a lot of units. That's how it's going to go if we don't do something quick. They figured the infiltration not with actual uniformed U.N., but we're going to have Chi-Com troops in charge of U.S. forces. It's all screwed up if we don't move now. Everything you do, your time's running out. It's like it's almost a zero hour. You got to get our Vulture Squadron emblem everywhere, just like that phony Q emblem. This is what we're finding out. You're going to be taking 10 shots a year till you're dead. That's what we found out. They're just starting. First two are experimental to get you into the program that's coming. That's not going to stop.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Hey, Reb, as a matter of fact, we have Andy on the line, too. I don't think I've ever had you two on the line together before. Mike, can we make that happen? Andy, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am, V. I'm absolutely here. Hey, Rem, I absolutely agree with you with that infiltration of our military troops. I mean, when I was in the military in the 80s...
You agree. That's not going to help. We gotta move now. They're entering our U.S. forces. They're gonna be wearing our U.S.
Absolutely. No, this has been a master plan. These people put this together. That's why they're so arrogant. They put this together a long time ago.
Get our emblem out. I keep telling you, get our emblem out, or we're screwed. You tell everybody you know. We don't know anybody.
Can Andy join your squad? Can Andy join your squad? I think he's a good man. Can Andy join your squad?
Well,
yeah, I'm happy to do it.
You could just be the Bubba Scout Rev. We're the Texas triple threat. What state are you in?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, so you can promote us around Texas because Bubba's from that Burnett County. I'm from up the top north of the Canadian River at Dallin Counties and hey. Stuff. We're way up. We wouldn't have met. We're refugees
send
in
me,
our own country.
Send me some information to you. ChewyCandy666@gmail.com.
There's nothing to send. It's all type 13 letters into Google search. It pops right up at you. And when you get down to the bottom, after turning a bunch of pages, it'll say omitted results. Hit that. You'll see it'll come to the top and thousands of links. That's all the information you need. But the Vulture Squadron emblem is the one thing the Pentagon likes. You print it out everywhere. You take pictures of it. You upload it everywhere. That's why I said, if you got one printout of our Vulture Squadron emblem and write U.S. Pentagon First Team Bubba Scout Rev, the three names, hashtag Bubba Scout Rev, the call sign, 13 letters, that'll get you everywhere. You just put it on the side of a building, put it on a light pole, put it on a tree, and just take pictures outdoors and just then upload that to the internet everywhere you can. It'll get around like that phony Q. That didn't do anything. We don't even know what the hell.
Hey, so Ram, can we call you Paul Revere then? Because you really putting it out there, man. You're doing what you have to do.
Well, you're gonna have. We tried. The Texas militia wouldn't talk to us. The Texas State Guard wouldn't talk. They're all phony. They ain't going to stop nothing. We know
yes,
Rancher
you're right.
In Harlingen.
You're right.
I know the rancher in Harlingen. He ain't going to stop them. They come over to McCall and go right through his. He hired them people. He calls them his cowboys. They're all from Mexico, and they bring in everybody behind them. They're not going to stop this invasion. We know how to do it.
Nope.
You don't have to get rude with the United Nations. See, they fool the hicks and the sticks. They get these trucks.
You're right.
These white trucks. I'm telling you how they do it. They take these white trucks. They put the words UN, just two letters, UN on the side of them. They put them on a flatbed. They roll them through bum square USA, just on the U.S. highways. Oh, look, there's those UN vehicles. The UN vehicle is the damn 911 truck, the one that faces you every day from your county, from your municipality. That's your UN. Those are the UN. We knew that for years. They took over at the municipal and state level. Your UN vehicles stare you in the face every day, and they're going.
Okay, hey, Ram, let me go a little further. Earlier, V was mentioning about the courtrooms and stuff. Okay. Check it out. You're right. The UN and whatever factions behind that was supporting it took over our courtrooms. You can't get a fair trial anymore. It's too liberal.
They charged me that I was seen hitting snowballs with a baseball bat. Never happened. They took the word. They got some dope. I'm telling you the truth. It's still on the. We're not going in. The agents
that,
in Colorado.
That makes you a terrorist.
Said, huh?
That makes you a terrorist, right? Because you're hitting snowballs.
But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. I don't even.
No,
know.
It doesn't.
He didn't say what direction I was allegedly hitting them in. It never happened. These
well, who cares? It's snowballs.
I'm just telling you. This
snowballs.
Was a year ago. I'm trying to tell you how we got out of this. The federal agent NORAD NORTHCOM, they called him because I told him you're screwing with a federal witness for people with hydrogen bombs. You want to push this? We're going to shut them down your throat. They got new flamethrowers, knock your walls down, coat you with gasoline and white phosphorus. You want this? We want this. They're not going to listen to the United States of America. We tell you this all over America. Just because they're wearing a costume makes you think they're for the law. They're not. They work for the UN. They hate America. They're run by 10 federal regions. Your region's just north of Dallas. There's a headquarters. This one's here in Lakewood, Region 8. You're Region 6 in Texas. We know where they are, and they're not going to hide from us, but you got to put our envelope. It's not about whether the law makes sense or not. They're just doing everything to push this so they could have a shootout and die. That's what's going to happen. Once they fire U.S. forces, they're going to turn this Metro Denver into the bottom of a shaking
bag. Hey, Rim, hey, and also check this out. So all these useful idiots that are going to start all this stuff, these U.N. police officers, these people that have been planted in our court system and stuff, they don't realize that they're just useful idiots. They're being paid off right now to do what they need to do to get the objective of these billionaires done, or these trillionaires,
The
Rothschilds,
the
whatever.
And so we get it.
They're useful idiots.
Yeah, they've invented this 911 system where the public pays for their own assassins. That's what it's all about. They said,
My point is, you need to start recruiting. You need more than just a trio. You need to start recruiting.
Well, they can help us, but they got to put the emblem up. They got to make us available.
Nobody's going to carry your emblem until they are part of your group. You got to start. You got to start.
See, if we call Republic Broadcasters to get
your
other people.
Group.
I'm trying to explain our group. It's three of us, signed to the Secretary of Defense.
You don't have to explain it to me. I'm telling you, you need more than three.
He wants to help, so get your own little group with the Vulture Squadron emblem. Say, make those deadbeats on welfare, Boat Scout Rev do their job. Two of us ain't white boys. They're double X chromosome, me two females. They ain't doing nothing. They're deadbeats. This is Women's Appreciation Month. But you don't want to hear when I say, what about those two? Then the F word to what starts by these people. Everywhere in America, we're getting that.
You can carry the Vulture Squad emblem and start your own chapter. Start really civilian militia.
You're missing the point. We want it talked up. It'll get to us. You got to say, hey, why ain't those boys, Boot Scout Rev, doing something? They signed to the Secretary of Defense. Why ain't they doing something for Americans? You got to talk it up. You're the ones who got buddies. If you want to start a We Want Boat Scout Rev a chapter, I don't care, but it's all over the internet. So what do they mean, kill everyone? What do they mean, restore order? We're on official documents of Joint Chiefs in December 16, 2011, right next to Admiral Mullen's name. This is official business. Yeah, we got three federal agents and more on the way. One at Fort Rucker, one at Fort...
Well, hey, Rev, you figured it out. You figured it out. We've lost our country now. They've done what they wanted to do. They put all the people in place to allow us. Do you remember a time when Dick Cheney, not Dick Cheney, was Donald Rumsfeld, was sitting in front of a panel, and he was saying, well, why did we attack Iraq? It was the panel. And he said, well, we got confirmation from the UN, and we got NATO's approval, and all of our, what were you going to tell Congress that you were going to attack Iraq? You know what I'm saying? And he said, we would let you know what's going on. So basically, we knew we were UN taking over.
Listen. We don't care what they do around the world. We're concentrated on North America. We don't look to that Arabian Peninsula. We don't give a damn. You're going to see...
No, but I'm just saying, that just shows you that we're connected to the
U.S. Capitol.
The United Nations, big time.
They got 30,000 troops guarding them at the U.S. Capitol. I called up there. I said, drop dead. Those are our troops. We need them to kill the bastards inside America.
And you know what? They're interviewing those troops to find out if they're Trump supporters or sympathetic to the Republican cause right now. And they're exercising their right to get rid of these people.
Okay. Hurry up. Get our emblem. Do you know how to use the internet? Because we ain't got a clue. I mean, if you get our emblem out and statues. You say
you talk about the UN, but you do realize the main proponent and power behind the UN.
Federal Reserve.
I'm talking about physical power is the United States DOD.
Okay, great. But once you start our emblem out, it's going to turn to us. We didn't get to the first starting point. You got to talk like this cue garbage. Look at what they did with cue garbage. They got morons to enter the Capitol with horns on their head. Are you cue? No, he's the Charmin of cue. What the hell are they talking? Nobody knew what
that
was.
Hey, so hey, Rem.
They got it
saturated. Rem, tell us.
They got it on there.
Tell us how you feel about Donald Trump. Tell us how you feel about Donald Trump. No, I want to hear it because I probably feel the same way.
You want to hear what I got to say? He's an idiot. He's a total moron. He screwed up America.
Thank you.
Everything he did stopped.
Thank you.
He was no... Huh? It doesn't
Thank
do
you.
Any good to talk about him. He's gone. I'm telling you the truth. That idiot, he's still... Look, Mr. Leader, you won the election, but they stuck someone else in. Now what are you going to do about it? You should have got us to get the military and stomp the hell out of them. You can't hold elections in America till we stomp the hell out of 911. Get through your head. You can debate this till...
Absolutely.
9-11.
It's not going to go
away. 9-11,
9-11, 9-11. Well, but the other point I have for you, Brad, you're calling out Sinus cats. You're calling out calicos. All I see are cats.
Okay. We're not arguing.
You're
distinguishing get our emblem out,
certain
like...
groups that are all fingers of the same hand.
Look, the number you got to worry about ain't 666. It's 911. That's your number. You knock that out, 666 goes down the sewer.
Hey, a fun thought here just for y'all. In 1968, that's when that emergency number 911 was starting to be deployed in America.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
That's when
add 33 to that and you get to 2001, huh?
Yeah,
and 33 happens to be the Masonic Worlds. So, I mean, come on. These people put all this together. They planned this stuff way in advance.
Thank
There's
you,
something man. Coming up Look, in the next couple of years they already got planned.
Go back to if you're going back, go back to 1945 when that asshole Truman brought in the UN and stuck it in San Francisco
exactly.
and built that building in New York. The whole thing sucks. You want it gone. Mr. Leader, last leader, he sucked up to it. He appointed conservatives and you see what they did to him? He said, look, he's got three new black robes and they're conservative. What'd they do? They threw him out. He's an idiot. Nixon was a genius. Bubba wasn't even born. She looked at him and said, why did Nixon hold
Nixon wasn't a genius. He took us the rest of the way off the gold standard. Nixon was not a genius.
Yes. But listen to this. This is the punchline. It don't do you a damn bit of good to say it. Yeah, he was a genius. He sold us out. He surrendered to the North Vietnamese. It's on our web, on our Google Plus. You'll see Hanoi Jane. She gets on. Yeah, now Nixon's going to have to go back and deal with their terms.
Him and Jane Fonda have a thing.
He got him shot down.
Genius.
He left behind 600.
Criminally insane? Yes.
He planned the whole war.
There you go.
You're not getting this. Knowing this stuff makes you gut nowhere. Putting our emblem out gets you everywhere. You want to be a vulture? You put that emblem everywhere. It's saturated. It pops
you got
up.
It. I would say, you got it.
Hold on.
Let's
get in here real quick because I haven't talked in a sec. Batman, the first emblem was out there. And then when people respected Batman and saw the work, then people started shining the light because they needed him. You got to put that work in first, dog.
The difference.
So, hey, look, some of us have done our own work. Some of us have done our own work,
all right? Put out a...
Check this out.
And write an essay about the UN. Whatever you want to write under it, I don't care. But it's got to say...
No, you know what?
On 13 votes,
when COVID-19 broke out, my hair was down to the middle of my back. I had a ponytail, and I was standing out on the corner with a cardboard box, a pizza box that I had used a marker on, large enough, just standing out on the corner saying, "They want you dead. Are you okay with that?" And people thought I was trying to solicit money because they didn't read the sign. You know what I'm saying? They thought I was trying to solicit money.
But that does you no good. Uh-oh. It's like telling the National Rifle Association. They tell the world, owning a shooting iron will keep you from tyranny. They're full of crap. They took over. You own plenty of guns.
The National Rifle Association is full of crap.
I know. They told us they called me. That those lowlifes called me, and the Institute of Legislative Action 3 months later said to us, drop dead. So we called the Gun Owners of America, and they notarized their emails with DIA and knocked out we did an end run on DIA. We'll do the same thing when she got our emblem out. Watch what we do. But you're going to have to talk us up. If you make
Sooner or later, you're going to be a target, though. So are you ready for that?
It don't matter what you know. It don't matter if you can do arithmetic. It only matters one thing. We bring the store and tell them. If you don't kill a bastard, you're going to be dead.
I know you're on this kick, Rip, but we're trying. But you're going nowhere either. And we're trying to explain to you why. You have to lead by example. You're going to have to do some action. You're going to have to recruit.
We already did. There's thousands of links on the internet. What do you want us to do? Storm the place to three of us? We can't do it. We need U.S.
I like your spunk, Rev.
I've done the things myself, Rev. Okay?
I'm telling you.
Not why he's walking around with my V.
It's
sure
because
on.
We keep talking it up. You're not listening.
Who does wear my shirts, my V-shirts?
General Milley sent his own protective... federal agent to meet with us. That's the story. You want truth here. You got to put our emblem out. That's what you do.
All right, Rev, he wants to say a little something here.
Look, I'm not advocating for violence, nor have I ever. I'm a strong proponent of self-defense. But again... with the analogies, the Wu-Tang logo wasn't cast up into the sky until Wu-Tang had already entered the 36 chambers. Do some nonviolent work, enter the 36 chambers, and I will rep your logo.
Well, okay, Red, you're trying to say, you don't want to be like Q-Nan. You don't want to be Q-Nan because Q-Nan did nothing.
Every moron in America up for nothing.
Red, what you have to do,
you have to own a shooting iron. Why the hell you own a shooting iron?
Come on, Red, let me say something.
It's registered with the UN.
You don't want to listen, but we got to go. Red, you don't want to listen, we got to go. Okay? I'm trying to tell you something here. You're talking over me. You have to recruit people. You got to recruit people. You have to move. Okay? You can't want to be like QAnon. You keep mentioning that. QAnon did nothing. They got talked up. You got to do something huge first and recruit. That's the formula. You don't want to be like QAnon. You got to recruit. Start making some chapters, start making some political movements, get on the news, and people will hail your emblem.
We got to get out of our comfort zone, V. We got to get out of our comfort zone. And so far, we've been able to just kind of wallow through this little COVID-19. We're all pretending like it's just going to go away. It's not. They're coming to get us. Eventually, we're going to get whatever it is they're trying to give us, whatever they're trying to do to us. And I have a feeling it's depopulations. And, I mean, from the signs of the amount of people that have died since they got the vaccine, I'm thinking it is depopulation. And it also, it's not going to work the same way in everybody. And that's funny because they give us all the same dose for every weight class. It don't matter if you're 400 pounds or you're 110 pounds. They're going to shoot the same thing in your arm, same dose. It's one dose. And so how does this work? I mean, I said this one other time, I think, on your show. I mean, it's like a 400-pound dude drinking a beer, you know? A 100-pound dude drinking a beer.
The next part of the PSYOP, they're going to infect the food supply with some form of COVID. They're going to get the pigs, the cows, whatever. They're going to infect some part of the food supply. At that point,
and you know what?
Yeah, have some burst of the vaccine in ya. Okay? Now, it's not, you know, with the nanotech and all this stuff, it's harder to dose somebody through their digestive system, which is why they're trying to put it directly in your bloodstream, go straight to the brain. So, but if you want to eat food here in the future, you better have stocked up on a lot of food, or you're going to have to get their vaccine.
Absolutely. If you want to, hey, and here's something to think about. Okay, Bill Gates is the largest owner of farmland in the United States right now. He's got like 188,000 acres. Okay, hey, we don't know what farmland he bought. We don't know what the product is that generally grows there. We don't know if it's a dairy farm. We don't know what it is. But you can bet somehow he's going to genetically modify whatever it is he's growing, because that's his thing, okay? And how convenient was COVID? The bust on these farmers, people were burying their potatoes and stuff because they couldn't get them to market. All these hotels shut down. All this food was just went to waste. Stuff that would have normally went to market didn't get to market. And so now he went in there, and just like the famine, just like in the 1929 bust of the stock market, he came in there and bought up everything. And what the hell does he know about farming? But he knows a lot about genetics. He knows a lot about eugenics. And now he's going to be in control of most of our farmland.
And that's the problem. Everyone's looking outward. It's all the eugenics. And what about the megenics? You have to start looking inwardly, like Bashar.
That's true, though. Think about that. Think about it, though. Actually, you really do have to start thinking about yourself a lot more. Okay, because if you can't get in touch with your friends and get them to get on the bandwagon, and you can't get in touch with your family, and that's where I'm at. I mean, my family, I think, I'll bet everybody's got the shot just so they can keep their job already. You know, and that's sad. Whatever. You know, I got four kids and an ex-wife. And, well, we probably all have an ex-wife. Anyway, so, I mean, what are you going to do? So you got to start thinking about yourself. If you don't think about yourself, I mean, who's going to survive? And my point right now, I mean, I don't. Somebody's going to survive, right?
I wish that we had more preppers, more people with that kind of mentality. Yeah, if you got some land, make yourself a concrete underground shelter somewhere, store up as much canned foods and dry foods as you can. You don't even have to own land. If you live in an apartment, whatever, have your closet. I suggest everybody do this. Everybody that can hear the sound of my voice, this broadcast, they are going to infect the food supply to terrorize the population. They don't want to use force.
Change the food supply.
But they're gonna take the food supply, or at least say that it's tainted, and force everybody, by fear, to get the vaccines. So you're going to need to stock up. Stock up right now. Fill up a closet. Dry foods. Canned foods. Several, obviously, I would say 5 gallon containers of water. Just lock that closet up. Rainy day. We see what the Chinese are going through. The Chinese people starving away in their homes. They can't leave their homes. The police are taping up the doors to know if they've stepped foot outside of their homes. Okay? I'm surprised these people aren't
calling
out like occupants. But starving to death. A lot of Chinese have wasted away. But neighbors having to lower food down on ropes outside their windows in these apartments. You don't want that to be you, America. You don't want that to be you. Stock up right now. So they hit us with the stuff, just ignore them and tell them to go F themselves. We don't want to give them that kind of control.
Well, how does any human being allow themselves to be like that? You know, I used to have a conversation with a friend of mine a long time ago about slavery. And it's like, you know, any time these slaves could have just said, screw it. You know, at some point or another, they're going to interact with the next plantation slaves. And they can get some little messages going on, or they can send somebody out. Somebody gets, you know what I'm saying? They could have gotten rid of the slavery a lot sooner than they did. And so that leads me to believe that the slavery wasn't the same thing as we thought it was. You see what I'm saying? That maybe it wasn't exactly what they're telling us in the books.
Slavery happens, and it's most strongest when it's slavery of the mind. Yeah, physical force.
Exactly.
It's nothing. Yeah, it could have taken over. But when you have naturally a group of peaceful people and then you put them in enslavement, minds are broken. They don't know that the sky is the limit. The only limit they know is what Master says. And currently today, that mental slavery is still going on. Okay?
Well, but they figured out how to enslave everybody, not just the black folk now. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, there was also Irish slaves and stuff, too, indentured servants and whatnot. So, I mean, it wasn't just all black, but that's what history tells us in your schools and whatnot. But,
Iron indentured servants, that was something, but it wasn't 400 years of literally being forced from your homeland with no recollection of your family. And, yes, you're absolutely right. All people on Earth have been enslaved and been the enslavers to their other people and other people upon them. So it's in human's blood. It's in the Bible. Bible, even, you know, people love to be Bible-toting Christians, but even in Leviticus, it talks about, hey, this is how you handle your slave and make sure you don't pick your slave from your own countrymen. So human history is replete with slavery. And it's very unfortunate that, you know, some people, you know, they want to overlook that fact. And another point to make, too, is I'm actually happy that people are talking about reparations right now, because reparations is a contract that was given and promised to people. And people talk about, reparations. Well, you know what? That's a contract. And if you don't believe in honoring a contract, that's a legitimate contract for a humongous discretion, to say the least, that occurred. If you don't believe in contracts, then you might as well throw out the Bill of Rights. You might as well throw out due process. You might as well throw out every single thing, because everything's based on contract. The most fundamental contract is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These people were fundamentally deprived of that, claiming they were three-fifths of people and enslaved for 400 years. And even in the 1980s, they're putting crack cocaine on purpose in black neighborhoods. So I'm saying, I think it's high time that people got reparations, 40 acres and a mule, because that's a contract. And if you believe in one contract, you should believe in all contracts.
Okay. Hey, guess what? I actually concur with you on that. But the simple fact is that the people that were meant to get the reparations are not the people going to get the reparations. You see what I'm saying? They might be descendants and stuff, but those reparations were promised to them at the time when they were promised to them. And so they should have got them then. And then there would be no reparations now. But all of a sudden, we got to... And how many people are going to be able to prove that they were descendants of slaves? I mean, just how many can... I mean, come on. Ancestry.com is going to do all this for him. That's probably going to be the next big government. You know what I'm saying?
So typically, dark skin is a little bit of an indicator. Being a resident.
No, but also there's a lot of light-skinned people, too. I mean, Thomas Jefferson had babies with his slaves. I think he had two kids with two different women. You know what I'm saying? So we started a whole
They got their reparations. They were integrated.
No. I just want the reparations to go to the right people.
They weren't accepted for white society. They got their reparations. They got into the white class. Okay? Hey,
if you get some free money from the government, go and take it. I don't care how you get money from the government. Go on and take it. If you get 40 acres and a mule, holy crap, go on there and get your mule and walk your ass to your 40 acres and have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Go on, get what they'll give you. At this point, the money doesn't mean anything anyway. There's no way we're paying back this $30 trillion that they're saying, which we know is over 200-something-thousand trillion dollars. You know what I'm saying? There's no way we're paying it back. We're playing for bust right now with this money system.
Andy, we come to the end of the show.
Yes,
I want to finish the show with this final remark. When and if we ever do get reparations, the country will be so desolate anyhow, it's not going to matter. It will be another Great Depression. It's not going to matter anyways. It's going to come with some form of debt. Also, it's going to be some mind job. But that's all time we've got.
The last time I talked to you, I told you straight up, black folks are being put up on a pedestal right now, and I'm just going to be blatantly honest. They're being put up on a pedestal. This Black Lives Matter. It's all over these college streams and all this stuff. Everything is going on. This Black Lives Matter. All this stuff. Putting you on the pedestal, but you're the first ones to go. Unfortunately, the black folks are going to be the first.
Guys, this has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And Landis Smith, and the third eye is king. Have a good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.